T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And he's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
They are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
I'll tell you one thing they forgot when they were assessing the Bengals-Dolphins game. Has anybody noticed the Dolphins have the best coach in professional football? Don't underestimate Mike McDaniel. Do not. Mm-hmm.
Dude, he's smiling, Jack, right now. Opportunity to go 4-0 right out the gate. And unfortunately, Robert Sala, he didn't get that opportunity because he went to a locale Stoney that was desolate, that didn't have talent.
Yes, yes. Keep talking. Okay.
That's our guy. Yeah. He Jeff thought we Fisher. Were getting at it. Yeah.
Well, I mean.
That was my way of saying hello.
Well, and what better way to say hello than by starting with a double standard.
Wow, boy. Good morning.
How you doing?
Yeah.
Jeff Fisher,
yeah,
head coach in the NFL for 22 years at various stops. 230,
Jeff
Fisher.
He told me it's the afternoon. Good afternoon, Stein. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Cam Inman at 2 o'clock, and we got a lot to talk about. Here's the big thing today, I think. Kyle Shanahan is talking later this hour.
Man.
To the media. I think that's late, about 12:45-ish. So what we're going to try to do here is get that sound together for the 1 o'clock hour.
Man.
So Kyle Shanahan is doing his press conference with the media, obviously before the Rams Monday night game, and we are going to get that sound to you as soon as it becomes available, probably in the 1 o'clock hour. So that's the big thing we're looking forward to. He's gonna get asked about Garoppolo, right?
I think I would radio cry if nobody asked him that question. If I would be so disappointed. We role play. People got a load. They like that. All role playing.
I feel like they're not liking it as much as they used to.
I saw them on Twitch and YouTube. They loved it. They wanted more. Stella. I was one day. But this would be a big disappointment. I think the Bay Area media, they know they need to ask this question.
I think you're right. I think it'll be asked, and it'll be interesting to see how Kyle Shanahan handles it.
Now,
the one thing I've written down here is just thinking about how various coaches handle the media. And on the one hand, I definitely understand those who say, it doesn't matter. Who cares if Greg Popovich is a goof? Who cares if this, that? But then again, it's one of the few things we see. So what we see is actually somebody's personality. And I'm just thinking about just throwing Kyle Shanahan up there. And, you know, Steve Kerr, obviously, he's pretty open.
Yeah.
Who else won a title around here? Bruce Bochy?
Oh, man.
He had a way. He endeared himself to the media.
No,
he didn't have to be kind of a jerk. He wasn't defensive. And my question is, well Kyle, you haven't won anything yet.
Wow.
And these guys have won stuff, and they're at ease with it, and they're themselves, and they're not defensive. So, kind of like, why do you treat the media with such, don't know if it's disdain, but
it ain't too far off.
I'm better than you.
Yeah. And you, we talked to the great Dick Vermeil yesterday, and he said, you know, his the way he approached it is, you got to be yourself. And you told me, Goo, he is being defensive because that's who he is by nature. But I don't know where the chip on the shoulder comes from when, again, when you look at how he was raised and brought up in the in this game, some could say he's got a lot of stuff handed to him. So I don't know what the, you know, why he's so agitated.
Yeah, and one thing we're going to talk about, too, is, and we haven't talked about the smile, the handshake after the game. A lot of people are getting on Jimmy Garoppolo for smiling or giggling or laughing after the game when he saw a former teammate. And this is one of those where if you want to say, you guys are just making stuff up. So what? He smiled after a game. You guys, really? That's what you're talking about? Well, I always think about the players. So Brent Jones is one of the greatest 49ers of all time. He had a problem with it. Brent Jones.
What did he say?
First of all, he said Jimmy Garoppolo was horrible. He said Jimmy Garoppolo was the horrible. And he said if you're the reason your team lost, you don't smile after a game and you don't glad hand with the other team. So that's a player. That's not heavy. That's not some media person. How'd you feel about Jimmy Garoppolo smiling as he came off the field? I didn't think much of it, but I guess Brent Jones did. 888-957-9570. 1 o'clock, we're going to have some sound from Kyle Shanahan. 2 o'clock, Cam Inman, Bay Area News Group. 2:30, Jeff Fisher, NFL coach for 22 years. Hey, take a pair of best friends separated by 500 miles, but united by their love of football. Give them a podcast, and you have First and Pod. Danny Parkins and Andrew Filippone, they're going to get you ready for Week 4 with in-depth previews on every game. New episodes every Monday and Friday. Follow First and Pod on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Japan.
Okay. Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, speaking of the Warriors preseason opener is on 95.7 The Game. You know when it is?
3 a.m. this morning.
3 a.m.
Look at Go.
3 a.m. So that is in 14 hours. Okay, 14 and a half hours. We'll have the replay for those of you who aren't awake that early. At 6 p.m., we're going to rerun it tomorrow. Also, Monday, we're going to be live from the Hilton in Santa Clara, right next to Levi Stadium. Come hang out with us, Steiny and Guru, Damon and Ratto, ahead of Monday night's monster matchup between the Niners and the Rams. I got to believe Dibs and Willard are going
to
be down there,
I was
too.
Just about to. Yeah, they'll be there.
Yeah, Dibs and Willard, too. I don't know about Bonte and Shasky.
Might be too early for them.
No, I think everybody. Yeah. We'll see. Yeah. We'll see. They got to make the cut.
And we got to have some lunch, break bread after. You know how we do it, Steiny.
It'll be 3 p.m. at that point, Goo. Lunch will be over.
No, they'll do something special for us. Chicken Caesar salad.
They did nothing last time.
Well, that was
in fact, I forgot to submit my expense report for a cup of coffee and a croissant.
Look at you.
What if I told you this? And I'll bet you that I have never filled out an expense report here at Odyssey. Ever.
And I'm going
how
to
How dumb
you.
Is that?
No, I'm right with you.
What did we do when we went to Vegas that time?
Oh, I did that time. John Dickinson helped me. Bonte showed me how to do it. Yep.
See, I didn't
get do
it.
Get your chicken.
I know, but yeah. I want to say maybe they paid for it.
That was a great trip. Yeah, B&B.
I didn't think it was that great.
Dude, it was summer league. We did shows.
Yeah, it was really hot.
We were
there.
In the what were we in the pavilion?
Yeah, yeah. It was okay.
Not to me, because we left after, and maybe I had a better time after not seeing.
No, I had a great time after. time after.
Those were the days.
So, I'm gonna invoke Bonte because I was listening to he and Shasky today. And he basically was saying. That with Jimmy, like, this thing's a mess. Like, this thing's already gotten off the rails.
No doubt.
See, okay, perfect. So I don't have to talk about Bonte anymore.
That's our guy, but
it's not gotten off the rails. Like,
oh, that was
this is the thing. Okay. All I'm saying is we can't, like, people are actually saying, see, Jimmy, see, we knew this was going to happen if Jimmy was on the team. And I assume what they're talking about is controversy or noise or complaining or pressure or something. But, like, the season is not off the rails yet. In fact, there's no reason why Jimmy Garoppolo can't quarterback this team to the playoffs exactly like he did last year. While I get Trey Lance got hurt and that stinks and he's the quarterback of the future,
oh, man,
we all kind of agree Garoppolo's probably more ready now. So even though I think it wasn't a great idea to bring Garoppolo back, and yes, you were asking for issues, this is why you brought him back. The season still has a chance to be salvaged, whereas if Jimmy Garoppolo weren't here and it were Brock Purdy, would you really want that? Would you really want Purdy quarterbacking this team right here, right now, knowing that there's 14 more games?
Listen, I told you yesterday, Steiny, I told you I think this thing is bad. There's a stench, but there's the football part of it is the easiest part. You talk now like you got a helmet on and eye black. What part don't you understand? This is, and I agree with B, this is bigger than football. Willer didn't. We said you divorced this guy. You put him over behind the barn and said, don't even show your face. We're not even going to invest practice moments with you because we know you're up out of here. And for whatever reason, that's the course they chose. And now, all of a sudden, with the things that have happened, it's mental now. This is not the same Jimmy Garoppolo. He's pissed off.
He might be better.
He's hurt. He's not better out to shoot. Now, he could come back Monday. If you really are looking at me and telling the fans, Steiner, you think he might be better, hey,
I think it's reasonable. I think it's absolutely, positively reasonable.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
To think that Jimmy Garoppolo, who quarterbacked in the NFC Championship game in January,
gotcha,
had off-season surgery, didn't have training camp, was getting his first start on Game 3, I think it's reasonable to suggest he's probably going to start playing better than he did against the Denver Broncos.
Okay.
Yes, I believe that.
I'm not mad at you, but you started the show, partner, with the first question for the head coach is going to be what number 10 was saying when he was walking off the field. Not about what he saw, not about the game. He's going to be, were you sending shots? And that's why this is drama. And that's why I said this had all the ingredients to get messy. Steiny, I'm asking you this, and everybody's listening. Do you think Jimmy Garoppolo's demeanor has changed towards Kyle Shanahan? And maybe I can put that in layman terms, where he don't give a, you know what? I feel that. Now he's not going to go out and try any less. He don't give a rat's ass.
How does that manifest itself on the field if you're saying he's a pro and obviously he's going to keep trying?
I'll go Exhibit A. Again, he ain't doing it on purpose. He wasn't ready to play, and he's still not ready to play. So is 1 week going to get him ready? I don't know. But again, what we saw Sunday, that ain't going to cut it, Steiny. So are they going to be 1-4 before he's ready to, you know, feeling his...
Okay, why would you give him 2 losses already? Like, why would you jump ahead 2 games?
Because...
they got to play the Rams.
Preseason is 3-4 weeks.
I know, but
I won't even give him a loss.
But the point is, if Jimmy Garoppolo's rusty, that's on Shanahan.
No doubt.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it has nothing to do with whether Jimmy's feeling good about himself or not. Jimmy's got to get himself into playing shape.
When I say Jimmy feeling good, it's part of the playing shape, but the other part is respect. Steiny, I think he's lost all respect for how Kyle treated him and handled him, and he knows he wants to play football. Again, that's not why he stepped out in the back of the end zone. I'm telling you, little things like that change the dynamic of a locker room. This is super messy.
See, if the team's upset with Kyle and they want Garoppolo, I think they'll rally around Garoppolo. I don't think they'll mutiny.
I'm not disputing that.
Okay.
I'm talking about the coach and the quarterback, their relationship.
See, their relationship is the same as it always was.
Oh, wow.
I'm not saying that I'm not saying Garoppolo's not handling it differently, but Garoppolo knew, like, he's played for Kyle Shanahan for 5 years now. I mean, he knows what it's like to play for Kyle Shanahan. You know what? It's a pain in the ass to play for Kyle Shanahan. We know that. So now some stuff happened where it became official that Garoppolo was going to, you know, they didn't want Garoppolo, and then they wanted him back, and he's dealing with that.
Needed him back, yeah.
But what I'm saying is I still, like, we knew all this when they re-signed him, that this was a possibility. This was something that Kyle Shanahan downplayed, and I didn't think he should downplay it, because I did think it was a big deal. But my point is like, at least at this point, I don't look at it like that. In fact, I look at it as though, wow, Kyle may be able to get away with this thing if Kyle Shanahan, the talent evaluator who brought Jimmy back as a backup, and they go 10-7. If they go 10-7 with right. Jimmy Garoppolo, right. I got news for you. Kyle Shanahan is more likely to get an extension than be fired in the next 2 years.
That's interesting you say that. And I don't have the evidence to dispute that, and I won't. What I think you're not accounting for is like a parent getting talked back to by their child in front of company or other family members. And you sit back like, oh, something's off here, because it's obvious that the kid is not respecting you. Now, you'll handle it when you handle it. You're right about the 10-7. But there is no slot, I believe, that Kyle even thought, I got to account for. We'll find out today if that question is asked. And then we've seen Jimmy insinuate he hadn't been let Jimmy cook. There's a different way he would prefer. Those are the type of things subliminally that Jimmy can demonstrate and convey to the media. And Kyle can do it one of two ways, Donnie, because I know it's uncomfortable. I can go back at this dude through the media if I'm asked, or I can just bite the bullet and say everything's okay, but he can't control what I believe the messages Jimmy's trying to send. And so, Jimmy, to me, and I said it wasn't a big deal. You know I did Monday, but everybody's going crazy with it. This is a non-football question that Kyle's going to be asked today, and to me that qualifies as drama.
You don't think when Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch were talking about bringing Jimmy back as a backup, they didn't think, well, listen, obviously if he starts quarterbacking, if Trey gets hurt, which is the reason we're getting him as insurance. So let's think about if and when he does play, how his psyche will be. Like, they thought about that. They had to think about that. That's why they signed him.
Okay.
So they either thought... they thought, well, Jimmy's, you know, he's probably going to be carefree because he knows we wanted to kick him out, but maybe that'll be better because he'll throw caution to the wind.
But they didn't think about everything, because if they had, and I'm not faulting them, they just knew Jimmy was gone. And had they known that Jimmy, there was even a slight possibility he could come back, Steiny, he would have been getting some form of reps. Now this man is playing live games, and I give him... I believe you're rusty, Jimmy. I love you for saying it. You know, even though you did say, you know, it's like riding a bike. Now it ain't riding a bike, but still. I just feel like even if he throws four interceptions, Jimmy Garoppolo, Steiny, last year he would feel bad about it. this year he'd be disappointed. But that whole thing with—that's like the last of what he's thinking. And if you say, "Goo, that don't mean anything," it's not going to stop him from getting to the where they're supposed to go. I'll go. Okay.
What about his contract? Doesn't he have incentive to play well because of his contract?
Well, he's getting that just by the amount of snaps he takes. But I thought
I'm talking about next year.
Yeah, I thought you were.
Well, so he's a free agent. He doesn't want to go 4-13.
No, you're right. That you're right.
So he's going to go out and try as hard as he can and play the best that he can, regardless of his relationship with Kyle, because he wants another contract with another team.
Let me ask you this then. So what's the big deal? I know it's Thursday. We talked about it Monday. If you can help me out, because I don't remember, Stoney, honestly. So what was the big deal then of what Jimmy demonstrated if he did say these plays on a national?
I thought
because you just said he said it. You didn't say it was a big deal.
No,
I'm asking.
It's a sign.
Right.
It's a sign is all it is. But to me, what did it do? You know what? It reinforced to me that Kyle and Jimmy ain't kumbaya. Okay, did we know that? Well, we could sense that. Okay? But now they're short-timer. He's a short-timer. Garoppolo's a short-timer.
No, but I think that's big that they're not cool, Stoney. And I think I convinced myself that
I don't think they were cool last year. Mm. But man. Jimmy's Jimmy. What's up, Philmo?
Hey, man. 2 points. I don't know why. Now, just think. What happened has happened. He got a $6 million deal. It could be worth $15 million. Why didn't they compete? Like,
That's fair.
That would have made Jimmy better. That would have made Trace. You get the most out of somebody when you got to compete. When you're just handed something, you know this. When you cheat on the test, you're really not learning. You're just learning, okay, well, I'm just going to put A or B or C. So it's like, I don't know why. And that goes to show that Kyle's running the show. John Lynch wouldn't have done that. John Lynch, the way John Lynch talked and played football, you think he would have like, yeah, you know, let's just, he's our starter, let's just have him in there. I bet you John Lynch would have been like, well, let's have him compete, and then you put money stakes on the line. Hey, Jimmy, check this out. We don't think that you could, you know, whatever. It is what it is. We feel how we feel about you. How come they couldn't present him with the fact, if you don't win the job, you get a $7 million contract. You do win the job, you feel me, we're going to keep you as a starter. Don't you think that would have drove the competition? Even though he had an injury, he would have had to wait. But I'm saying he would have been more better. He would have been more prepared. The team dropped the ball again.
Maybe.
Compete, compete, compete.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Wow.
I think that's fair to ask now. Absolutely.
And there's no doubt in my mind. I know I kind of battled you before. Anybody that would say it, and this is no shame, Kyle is running the show. He is Darth Vader.
Definitely.
Absolutely. But now, how is Darth Vader going to manage this?
Because, when you say manage, what's he got to manage? He's got the same team as last year.
What if I think,
coach it to the playoffs?
What if I think,
that's the way he's looking at it. He doesn't think there's a challenge here.
Or he didn't plan for Jimmy to buck.
But
what if he's lost Jimmy? You could say, what does that mean?
Yeah, what does it look like? What does losing Jimmy look like?
Jimmy's not going to go sabotage himself.
What does losing Jimmy look like?
Playing verbal gymnastics with the press.
Who cares?
And it's going to start today when they ask him. That I don't know.
Okay.
If I had to bet,
I'd say yes.
Well,
that to me is the most important thing, whether they make the playoffs or not.
Well, you're Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy, when you think you're going to be good and the arm's not going to be barking?
Soon as possible. We're getting better every day. I mean, hopefully, I assume I'm going to be better against the Rams and then against the Falcons and then against Carolina.
I hate this, and my dad did it. I tried not to do it with my kids. But, Stoney, I'm going to shock you and the listeners. I believe there is a method to managing with fear. And when I say that, unfortunately, I feel like fear equates sometimes to respect because you know that there's a hammer to drop. And I say that to say is I see that Kyle now can't flex on Jimmy. And you could be like, "Goo, what the hell are you talking about?
I know exactly what you mean."
And I think that like bothers him, and Jimmy senses it and knows it.
But I don't see how that's a bad thing. I really don't.
Right.
Because Shanahan's out of options. He's got to go with Garoppolo. We know Garoppolo's going to try hard. And if Jimmy Garoppolo says, you know what, in his subconscious somewhere, you know what? If I throw an interception, I ain't going to be around anyway next year. I mean, I don't think it's that cut and dry.
So was there
but
anything
if he's a touch more aggressive, so what?
Anything,
okay, then that's who he is.
Anything to Smilegate after? Because I didn't care.
I think that's a joke, although
no,
you...
See, I'm with you. I don't like the jersey sharing in the NBA.
Well, you also didn't like the fact, and you were so off base here, it made me want to throw up.
Oh, whoa.
In 19, when the 49ers lost the Super Bowl and some players were at that party the night of the Super Bowl after the game.
I remember. I stand by that. That's an oxymoron. Loss and party?
You're absolutely
crazy. You
don't crazy.
Get a party.
You do
lost.
When it's the last game
that's
of the year.
That's how I live. Okay. I wouldn't have shown up.
Well, let me tell you something, Goo.
I'd have played Tupac in the room with all eyes on me. Okay. You wouldn't have seen me dancing.
Okay.
That's me. I mean, you know.
Let me
you
tell you
believe
something.
That for me.
I believe you believe it, but you're absolutely positively crazy. These guys have played a 7-8 month season. They've given everything they could possibly give. They've left it all on the field. They came up short. You think they don't deserve to blow off steam for playing 20 NFL games at a high level, being disciplined, being physical, being
and
emotional?
Why do I want to feel like Shanahan?
So what?
After
they lost
that
the
party
game.
Was irritated
if you
that some
left,
players
if
had got
you
together.
You left it all out on the field. You have every right to blow off steam. Every right to blow
well,
off steam. And it might
closers,
be healthy.
If coffee is for closers, then everybody can have some.
Good.
No. You said you just watched Glengarry Glen Ross.
What
and
about
I
it?
Get it. Closers get to sip the coffee. Winners get
listen,
to have a party.
If you,
losers,
let me ask you
from
question.
Where I'm from,
let me just
you
ask you a question.
Party.
Oh, okay. So if you're, let's say you're at an NCAA tournament. March Madness,
yeah.
All right, and you're Valparaiso.
Gotcha.
Okay, you're 14th seed, and you win. You
ahead.
Upset North Carolina State.
Yeah.
Next round, you're playing Duke. You get beat by Duke. It's your last college game ever. You got beat by Duke. You're not going to go out and, like, celebrate the end of your career. You knocked off North Carolina State. You went as far as you could. You got beat by Duke. I got to stay in my room. My last college game?
It's, okay.
Come on,
listen,
dude. That's,
no,
that's
hey,
preposterous.
Stoney, come on. Even in Little League, they always do the end of the year festivities. I'm talking about timing.
I'm talking
you
about right after the game.
No, stop.
Of course you do.
Not on my team. Coach Johnson wouldn't be. And if you had
well, you're
something,
no factor.
I wouldn't have it.
You're no factor.
And you wouldn't be there either. I don't believe I'd see you sipping some Jack
I'm
and
telling
Coke
you right
at a party
now,
after you just got drugged by 20 or lost the Super Bowl when you should have won, had a 10-point lead.
See, you're
who
wrong.
Put that drink
you're
down.
You're wrong. You're
I
wrong.
Y'all partying around here.
You're wrong.
And we just choked the Super Bowl.
Choked.
You too, coach.
You're
that's
so
what the
wrong.
Niners did in 19.
So wrong.
Now
I,
you want some Henny.
So on,
put that Henny down.
So how about this, Kyle?
And
you,
I don't
I'll let
watch
you jump
you drink
in.
It.
So at college, my senior year, we're playing Susquehanna. We won 9 of our last 10 games. We're playing well. We're up 3 at half. I got 15 at half. I got 15 at half. They go boxing one on me after I score the first 2 points of the second half. I had 19 points with like 18 minutes left in the game. They go boxing one. We're in a tight game, tight game, tight game. Goes to overtime. I'm not doing, you know, I only had 4 or 5 points the rest of the day. We go to overtime against Susquehanna. Guy makes an unbelievable shot. We lose the game. You think I didn't go to the fraternity that night and get drunk? My last game, senior year, I left it all out on the floor. It was my last game ever. I played as well
Stoney,
as I could. I can't go to
that.
The fraternity
no, you,
and go get drunk.
You can, and
okay.
I'm giving you
thank
that.
You.
That's different.
We're no, it's not different.
We're talking pro sport.
That's why it's
and
even
the fact
more acceptable.
That you should be bleeding with heartbreak.
Oh, please.
I don't know how Kyle feels. He was going to jump in.
Go ahead.
I've seen you guys hit the ship after some downright awful
thank you.
Shows. So.
Thank you.
Now that hurts.
Thank you.
Now, if you said fights, that's different, but. Meet me halfway.
No, 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 no,
I know
no,
you
no.
Believe
I am
what
not
I'm,
meeting you halfway.
You would go to a party right after you blew a 10-point lead.
Well, if there's
even
a,
if I wanted yes, to party, if, I wouldn't do it.
Okay, I'm just saying.
I would say you don't
I might,
care.
I might not do it, but I don't care if so, if yeah. 38 other guys do. Especially because it's like a Super Bowl sanctioned party. Come on. These are grown
coffee's
up.
For you know, closers.
Well,
so
you, know what else, you know what else this is,
so
this is proof
sticky.
Of?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's true. People don't like to hear it. Fans care more than the players.
And
fans
that,
care
what?
More than the players.
That's new. When did that happen? Wasn't in the 70s.
When did know. That? You're right.
I don't know.
That bothers me.
Everybody's giving me grief because they say I went low on you. You think I didn't? Your boy got schnockered.
But you're in college. I get that. I'm talking pro. LeBron, you think Kobe would have been at that Niner party?
See, now you're using the most extreme example out there.
You went to your... I'm talking about winners, guys that care. Kobe, Michael... Well, Michael...
Michael. He didn't party after losses.
Larry wouldn't have been there. Your boy Larry.
Larry would have been seven buds in. Please. Guru, these guys...
Couple days later, not an hour after. I'm sorry.
Hey, Chris Cuomo. Hey, my man, Chris Cuomo. Cuomo's back with a new show on a new network. Cuomo premieres on News Nation Monday, October 3rd at 5 p.m. Pacific. To find News Nation on your television provider, go to newsnationnow.com/join us. Jump into the conversation. What, you can't have a beer after you lose? Please.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.